future is now. And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I will be your host for the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the city of London. So let's get down to business. Today's Wednesday, the 21st of February, 2018. It's been a hectic day in the markets thus far in the last 24 hours. We saw Bitcoin at the start of the day at $10,817. That's down 7% in the last 24 hours. Bitcoin's dominance in the market is currently 39.2% of the current market cap of the crypto space, which is currently $466 billion. Ethereum is currently trading at $864. That's down nearly 9% in the last 24 hours. Ripple is down 8%, and that's currently trading at $1.04. Litecoin is currently trading at $213. That's down nearly 13%. And NEO is trading at $121, which is down nearly 13% as well. It's been interesting the last 24 hours. We saw nearly $50 billion come out of the crypto space, so out of the market cap. There's lots of different viewpoints on this. A lot of people think they're putting their money out to basically get in at a cheaper price, so on and so forth. I think that's, you know, I'm not sure I agree with that statement, but what we did see in the last 24 hours is yesterday at 10 o'clock, the current market cap was $508 billion. This morning, when I looked at the chart in the last kind of 10 minutes, it was $465. So a lot of money has come away from the table. Do I think this money's gone for good? Absolutely not. This is going to be coming back in the next couple of days, the next couple of weeks, for sure. So that's my two cents on the situation. Let's get on to the next part of the show.
Crypto News Flash. Crypto news stories from around the world.
PayPal exec says very high likelihood Bitcoin will become popular payment method. A great story giving you a quick insight to one of the execs and their view on Bitcoin from PayPal. So let's jump in. PayPal's chief financial officer, John Rainey, spoke positively of Bitcoin's use as a future popular option for payments during an interview with the Wall Street Journal. In a section of the interview entitled The Crypto Factor, Rainey said that PayPal was one of the first companies to accept Bitcoin on their Braintree platform back in 2015. However, Rainey adds, given the volatility of Bitcoin right now, it's not a reliable currency for transactions because if you're a merchant and you have a 10% profit margin and you accept Bitcoin and the very next day Bitcoin drops 15%, you're now underwater on that transaction. In a response to the question, if cryptocurrencies will ever be popular as a payment method, Rainey tells Wall Street Journal that there's a very high likelihood of that happening. The technology, there is a real merit to it. I do think, though, it will be years down the road before we see the kind of ubiquity and acceptance that makes it a form of currency that is used every single day. PayPal co-founder Max Levchin said in December last year that he thinks blockchain technology is revolutionary. He hasn't figured out his views on Bitcoin's future as of yet. Coinbase, a cryptocurrency wallet and exchange platform, added former PayPal executive David Marcus to its board of directors last year. Great story. Let me know your thoughts. Let's get on to the next one. Japan Zafe Exchange reports glitch. $20 trillion in Bitcoin temporarily purchased for 0 yen. Exciting story, so let's jump in. So, Japanese cryptocurrency exchange Zafe has admitted a system glitch allow customers to temporarily buy trillions of dollars worth of Bitcoin for free last week. Local online journal, the Eishi Shimbun, reported Wednesday, January 21st. Zafe informed users about the glitch in a post on their site Tuesday, January 20th, explaining that for 18 minutes on February 16th, users accidentally found themselves able to trade yen for virtual currency at an exchange rate of 0 yen per coin. Asahi Shimbun reports that 7 users were able to obtain crypto for free, but the exchange managed to cancel all illicitly gained transactions. Asahi Shimbun reports that one buyer made an attempt to sell 2,200 trillion yen, about $20 trillion in Bitcoin, before the problem was resolved. Zafe's Twitter reveals further criticism from users who complain about poor back-end performance and lack of support. The latest difficulties comes as Zafe gains increased regulatory scrutiny in the wake of Japan's $530 million hack of Japanese crypto exchange Coincheck. Despite the security lapse, Japan's licensing system for exchanges has seen considerable popularity since a legal overhaul of the space in April 2017. Licensed members will even form part of an umbrella self-regulatory group from April this year, with details still to be ironed out. Meanwhile, technical errors on mainstream consumer interfaces are far from unheard of. In January 2018, online retailer Overstock revealed a glitch that resulted in customers being able to choose between Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash as payment options, with the price figure remaining the same. Great story. Let me know your thoughts. Let's get on to the next one. Coinbase and Bitfinex integrate Bitcoin scaling upgrade SegWit. Let's jump into the story. Crypto exchange platforms Coinbase and Bitfinex both announced yesterday, February 20th, that they are now ready to implement the segregated witness SegWit scalability upgrade for Bitcoin. Coinbase tweeted the announcement that it has finished the final testing stages of SegWit for Bitcoin on the platform and is aiming for a 100% launch to all customers by mid next week. Bitfinex announced an already functioning rollout of SegWit to all customers trading in Bitcoin. And this is a tweet from Coinbase. Our engineering team has finished testing of SegWit for Bitcoin on Coinbase. We will be starting a phased launch to customers over the next few days and are targeting a 100% launch to all customers by mid next week. Coinbase has also announced the SegWit upgrade in December 2017 and posted an update at the beginning of February 2018. As they entered the final stages of testing, the SegWit upgrade aims to reduce transaction times and fees for transacting in Bitcoin, something that crypto investors have long awaited during the recent period of rising fees and slow transaction rates, plaguing Bitcoin users globally. Coinbase users have even started a petition urging the exchange to implement SegWit that garnered over 12,000 signatures. Hong Kong-based Bitfinex currently ranks number 4 amongst crypto exchanges globally by trade volume, trading a total of about $1.6 billion in the last 24 hours to press time. Bitfinex's CTO, Paolo Ardino, was quoted in the exchange's announcement of their SegWit upgrade saying, "SegWit provides not only an immediate benefit for users, but also a foundation for future Bitcoin development. By supporting SegWit addresses, Bitfinex is tackling three of the biggest crypto enthusiasts' concerns: transaction fees, transaction speed, and total network capacity. We are delighted that though this implementation is nearby, we'll be able to provide our customers with Bitcoin withdrawal fees that are up to 20% lower, as well as faster than ever transaction speeds. In addition, the latest Bitcoin Core client version 0.16.0 just released for public editing on February 15th has also added the full SegWit function upgrade as well. Joseph Young tweeted his positive views about Coinbase's SegWit announcement today. And this is a tweet from Joseph Young, who's an influencer on Twitter, and he's based in South Korea. So let's see what he has to say. SegWit adoption on the Bitcoin network will see significant growth with Coinbase's SegWit integration. We'll also be ready in a few days. Strong momentum, price increasing, SegWit in place, good stuff. We love it, great story. Let's get on to the next part of the show.
Top Twitter tweet of the day.
The top Twitter tweet today goes to Bitcoin News, and you can go follow them at BTCTN. And here's the tweet. Venezuela says pre-sale of oil-backed petro cryptocurrency has raised $735 million. I'll be interesting to verify that. The second tweet goes to Andy Hoffman, and you can go follow him at Andy_Hoffman_CG. And here is the tweet. Bitcoin being Bitcoin, in the process of rising from 5,970 February 6th to February's 20th high of $11,780. We experienced three $1,000 drops and three more of nearly that much, including a $1,200 drop last night. Hashtag Bitcoin, baby. Woohoo! Let me know your thoughts on those tweets. Follow them both. And remember to follow us at SVK_crypto. And remember, tweet us as well. We're very active on Twitter. So hit us up. You know what to do. Let's move on to the next segment.
SVK's current global crypto view.
All right, so I wanted to quickly go over the ICOs we're going to be going into detail at our event. And for those that don't know, our next event is on the 27th of February, which is this coming Tuesday. So it's coming quick. And it's going to be held at WeWork Bishopsgate. It's going to be myself and Shane. And we're going to have an open panel style discussion with the focus of the evening. You know, a few different subjects such as our current crypto market overview, tools that you may need for ICOs, the ever-changing ICO market conditions, the do's and don'ts of the ICO process, five current ICO projects that SVK Crypto are reviewing. Now, I wanted today to bring you up to speed of what those projects are. So, to kick things off, we've got the Next Exchange, the Moonlight ICO, Effect.ai, NKN, and VideoCoin. These are the ICOs we're going to be going over. We're going to be doing some in-house research on them, and we're going to be basically bringing you guys up to speed. If you haven't heard about certain projects, maybe you've heard about the Next Exchange. I'm sure most people in the crypto space have, but I mean, we've got other projects, the Moonlight ICO, which is really interesting. That's something many people don't actually know about. NKN, they just released their white paper today. I got sent it personally by the CEO. So these are the kind of ICO is going to be bringing everyone up to speed on. And of course, the crypto crowd is going to be there in full effect. So we're going to have a great time. And remember, this is an informal meetup, you know, kind of networking type event for those looking to further their knowledge and meet like-minded SVK crypto crowd enthusiasts. It's going to be a brilliant evening. We've got free beer. You're going to meet myself, Shane, lots of the team. They're going to be down there. So you'll find us with the SVK crypto t-shirts on, rocking it as per, and we're gonna have a brilliant time. So I look forward to seeing everyone down there. Please come down if you're in London, hang out with us, and if you've got any questions, remember to come down, put your hand up, and we'll go through each question individually and give you the answers that you need. That's a wrap. I gotta bounce. Have a phenomenal evening. Remember to tweet us at SVK_crypto. Telegram us, hit us up on the Telegram channel, which is our telegram handle is SVK crowd, one word. Hit us up there, and remember, as always, to email myself if you have any questions, queries, or maybe you just want to connect with us. That's cstory at svkcrypto.com. Have a great evening. We'll be back tomorrow with another show. That's a wrap.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.